There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Ever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real. And you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? And you have reached Ghost Frickin' Talkin'. And I am your humble host, Nick. And, my co-host is gone today. But don't fear, ladies and gentlemen. I have replaced him with way better looking people than him. So we have three gorgeous women with me tonight. And they actually have had experiences. We have a mother and two daughters that have had paranormal experiences here locally to us. As you guys know, we are Rockford natives and surrounding Rockford area. So what my goal is to collect stories, personal experiences. We've had a lot of experiences in our house, and what really sets these guys close to our story is that they didn't—they lived probably, a couple streets away from actually where this house stands now. So my theory is that there might be something tied to this land. I do know that rivers carry a lot of energy, and spirits feed on energy, and with that river not being so far away, this land is probably just loaded. Plus, we talked about on our prior episode is that this is Native American land. Native Americans traveled along the Rock River, and you never know, they could have had homes down here. They could have made their way through here and died. I apologize if you guys hear my dog barking. If you guys have been paying attention to our channel, you will know that this dog likes to bark on occasion. Plus, we have some little kids in the house, too. So be forewarned if you do hear little kids. It is not a spirit trying to get to you. It is actual little kids in the house today. All right. So I'm going to introduce my co-host here today, and my co-host here today is, you are Brooke, right?
Yes.
All right, Brooke, you are one of the two daughters that are here today, and we will introduce you to Nicole as well, and their mother, Dawn. Hopefully she hops in here too. But you have drawn the short straw to start off with the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what kind of experiences that you've actually had?
At which house?
Start from the first house, I guess.
I don't really remember much from the first house. The only thing, I just heard stuff here and there. I only heard stuff here and there at the first house. The second house is where, like, everything happened.
All right. So give me that story.
The one that's like, do you know where Wilshire is? It's like three blocks from here.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get left home alone a lot, me and my sister. And one day we had all of our friends over and everybody was like, just playing around and we were listening to music. We'd all sit at this computer desk all the time. And somebody had said they seen somebody walking down the hallway. And I was like, oh, it's fine. We always see little stuff here and there. And she was like, what? And everybody just like played along and brushed it off. And the music had stopped, and then it kept going, and then all the lights kept flickering on and off, on and off. So, like, everybody was like, okay, quit playing around. And we all like set the remotes to the lights and stuff on the couch, and it was just going and going. So everybody just waited outside until our mom and dad got home.
Holy cow. So there was only how many people seen whatever it was down? You say it was down a hallway?
Yeah, it was at least six of us, but everybody was younger than us. My sister was the oldest one.
Okay, and how many people actually seen this thing in the hallway?
It was only like two of the girls.
Prior to that, had you seen anything?
Yeah, I never used to tell my friends about it because I was one of them kids that always wanted my friends to stay the night. So I didn't want anybody to like not stay the night. And one time we came home, we were at the grocery store, and we had this one girl. She was always staying the night with us, like she lived with us all summer. And she had got the house keys because I was carrying groceries, and she went to open the door so she could get in first. And she was like, "There's a little girl in your basement." And I'm like, "What?" And I try to like play stupid because I've seen the girl before. She was like in a white dress, and she just like walked past the hallway.
Wow. Oh, so you know, they say there's different type of apparitions, but you've seen a full on apparition, like human.
Yeah, it was a person. Well, it was a little girl.
Like, explain to me, could you like see through it, or was it like, you know, this little girl standing right here?
It wasn't as defined as her, but you could definitely make out all the features. Like, it was, she had black hair. She was like in like a white nightgown. She always had something in her hand, but I'd never seen what it was.
That's pretty interesting, because we've never seen actual physical forms here. We've seen like shadow apparitions, and one of them has been like a little girl size.
Yeah.
So, you know, once again, you know, is something traveling, you know, within this area. But you said you've seen like almost a physical form there.
Right.
And how many times did you see that?
A few. We used to see it at least twice a week.
Right. Wow. That's impressive. Cause that's one of my goals, is the actual, well, I can't say I haven't seen like a physical form, because we were doing a show for our other YouTube channel, The Brickhead Family, and we were doing a live video. And both me and my son, we had the computer set up right here, and we were sitting right here, so we were looking that way. I looked over, and I could have swore my younger son was getting into the refrigerator. And I kind of shook it off. I kind of looked back over, and my son's like, "You seen that, didn't you?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "You seen Logan there at the refrigerator?" Well, Logan wasn't even here. So
he's seen it too?
Yeah, so he's seen it too. So whatever was in this house was trying to mimic one of the kids, and in the paranormal world, that they consider that a doppelganger. And what a doppelganger does is that's supposed to be like the harbinger of death. It's supposed to be like a sign that death is going to be coming.
My mom said, because we used to have a pool in our backyard, so all the neighborhood kids would be at our house all the time, and all summer we would just go outside and hang out in the pool. And we have a little cousin, he's like off, but he would go and sit out and talk to the pool and be like, "Oh yeah, my friend's out here." And he would just sit at the pool, but we would sit in the pool and you could like see people sitting in the window watching us.
Really?
In the pool. And my grandma one time was like, "Who's in the house?" And I'm like, "Nobody." And she was like, "There's somebody in there. I think you should go lock the door." And I went in there and there was nobody in there. But my mom said that one night we were all gone and she was like doing the dishes and she heard somebody behind her go, and she was like, "What?" And she turned around and there was nobody there.
Holy smokes. I do know that there's been a lot of houses torn down in this area because of flooding and stuff like that. Is this house still standing?
Yeah, it's high up.
All right. So it's probably farther down this way then?
It's the third.
Oh, third from the road?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Maybe I don't know who owns it right now, but just roll up there and be like,
"Well, that's the house." After we had moved out, we were like still moving everything out, and there was only like a couch and like very minimum stuff in there. And we had a Ouija board and we all did it. It was a bunch of us kids in the house, and stuff started like moving. And I was like, "Oh my God, we're done." And they were like, no. And they kept trying to do it. And I was like, "No, I'm done." Like, I knew that there was stuff in the house, and then they wanted to play with it. And now every house I go to, I see stuff. So I'm like, I feel like it's following me now.
And that could possibly be true, because they do say that if you open yourself up to this kind of stuff, that if that spirit seen that you were wanting to talk to it, whatever, it will attach to you and follow you, because it knows that that you are open to actually communicating with them. Because a lot of
I was just kidding.
a lot of the spirits, what they're trying to do is they want to be seen. They're just out there in limbo. And it'd be like if you were out stuck in like out in the country somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And you're looking for anyone that can help you, and then somebody rolls up and is like, hey, you know, you need some help. You know, of course you're going to be like, yeah, I need some help, and go with them or whatnot. But you know, so that's exactly what these spirits are trying to do as well.
Right.
So
there was a lot of cats in the house. Like, we didn't have a cat, but we always seen cats in the house. Wow. Like not real cats. Like, you could see them walk into a wall.
Really? So not only did you see human spirits, you seen
animal spirits.
No, there was
a lot of cats.
Wow.
And my mom, like, Googled it, and I don't remember what she said it meant. Like, it's something about cats.
Yeah, well, cats are supposed to warn off evil spirits. That's why when, like, Egyptians were put into their tombs and stuff, they had cats in their tombs with them, so that it would ward off, you know, evil spirits away from them. My mom has actually had an experience with a ghost cat where it was like kind of rubbing on her leg, and she thought it was her cat, but her cat died like weeks before. So, you know, she's had experiences like that with actual cats. So I don't know if it's a whole, you know, cats, you know, warding off spirits, but it doesn't sound like you were ever touched. Were you guys ever touched?
Yeah, I felt it. It would like go by you, or like you would get real cold, or like you would get goosebumps, and like you would know something just passed you. Or like we took a lot of pictures, and you can like see stuff in the pictures. Like we have one on the couch, and there's like 12 of us sitting on the couch, and then there's like something next to us.
Wow.
Like it wanted to be part of the portrait.
Like is it like just a malformation in the picture, or is it like a light object, or it's is it like somebody physically standing there?
No, it's more like a see-through object. You could just tell, like, it looks like it's smudged.
That's cool. Because we did the whole, back when we were starting to learn, you know, all this paranormal stuff where you take pictures and you try to see orbs and stuff like that. But then, you know, the more that I like look into it, it's more dust particles, you know. So I kind of wishy-washy on the whole, you know, orb situation. Right. But I have actually had, you know, where you look at a picture and through the orb, you can actually see a face in it. So, once again, I apologize if you hear my noisy ass dog over here. She is being a bitch right now and barking her head off. So that is what's going on right now. So when you were at this house, did you ever feel uncomfortable being there?
Oh, yeah. I didn't feel safe at all. The house on Liberty that we lived on, that's like two blocks from here. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like scared in that house. I seen stuff vaguely, but it was like very rare that I would see stuff. But they had the crawl space in my closet.
Ah, nice.
So like I never wanted to sleep in there. Like, right. I was like, oh, no, I would sleep in my sister's room. Like, try to hide. Like, I would never want to sleep in there.
Want your very own ghost freaking talking t-shirts, coffee cups, and heck, even dog bandanas, head to the link below.
All right, so we are still here with Brooke, and you're telling us as a kid, you said that you weren't comfortable with it. Did you ever bring it up to your parents and were like, you know, I don't want to be here? You know,
yeah.
Is there a way that we could possibly find somewhere else to live?
And it's weird because we grew up in that house. Our babysitter lived in there first, so we were there every day anyway, and I never felt nothing like that until we moved in. When we moved in, everything started happening.
Because did they ever say that they had any activity in the house?
My mom did. My mom never brought it up to us, but when we started discussing it with her, she started telling us stuff, but she would never talk about it in the house. She would brush it off, and then when we'd leave the house or like go to like a restaurant or something, she'd be like, okay, I seen stuff in the house. But my dad never believed it until one night he was asleep, and it sounded like the dog was peeing on the tile of the bathroom floor, and he jumped up and he was like, Lily, and mom was like, she's on the bed.
Wow.
And like he laid back down like, oh my fucking god. Like he never said anything else about it.
Wow. You said that the spirits touched you. You could feel cold spots, but were you ever physically scratched?
No.
Or, you know? Have you ever seen anything like levitated? Were they throwing stuff or?
Yeah, stuff would fall all the time and like fly across the room. And like every time we talked about it, like we were at my aunt's house. We had moved in on Croydon in Loves Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it and there was a TV or a candle on the TV and it like flew off. And everybody was like, okay, stop talking about it. Like, every time we talk about it, something would happen. Like, sitting here right now, us talking about it, like, something would fly off. And it was never nothing little. Like, it was something dramatic, so everybody would look.
Wow. Yeah, and it's because, you know, you're drawing attention to it, and you're feeding it energy.
Right.
And that's basically what spirits need to manifest, do what they need to do, is give it an energy. And if you're giving it energy, it's going to show off for you. You know, a lot of these, like, supposed haunted places, you know, where people do tours and stuff like that, you know, I kind of don't like that idea, because it, basically it's like, you know, jump ghost, you know, it's like, you know, trying to train a dog to do tricks or something. But you know, when you don't talk about it for a while, then all of a sudden, boom, you talk about it, it's gonna happen.
Right.
Just a couple weeks ago, we actually lost an episode because it was just a whole line of just weird shit that happened while we were filming here. And as you can see, you look right down this hallway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And something kept peering its head around that door in the bathroom, to where my son actually got fucking freaked out about it and went down and shut the door. And we came back, finished the thing, the podcast, and the whole time, you know, it was just a whole eerie feeling, because when you get into this places like this, it's like a deep, you know, nasty feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that the whole time we were filming the episode. And later that night, I go to upload the video and set up the podcast, and boom, the file is gone off the computer even. So it was like something in this house didn't want us putting out that episode.
It's let us record it though before. Like it's came by, it's let us catch it on video. Like it shows itself to us.
Really?
It's let us record it. My mom has the video on her phone of the lights turning on and off when we were home alone. And we all were like, because we used to have that remote that would turn on the fan and the light and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, we set the remote on the thing and everybody, like, stood back and it took a minute. And then it started going on, off really fast. And we were like, oh, fuck no. And everybody, like, went outside because everybody was young. My sister was, like, 11 and she was the oldest one. So everybody was like, when is mom coming back? Like,
all right. Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, because we've had it here, too, where, you know, lights flicker on and off and, you know, do all that kind of weird shit. But it when you said it would throw stuff at you, it wouldn't throw anything, like, malicious at you? Like, it would, like, try to harm you or anything?
No, it would just throw shit around, like, I'm in here.
Just letting you know that it was there.
Yeah.
Nice. So these stories were about the house that wasn't too far from here, right?
Correct.
That those are the stories. Now you're saying that this thing follows you everywhere you go.
Yeah, we used to live on Springfield, and I was born on the living room floor. So now I feel like it like wants me because I was born in that house with it.
Mm.
So now I'm like scared that I'm going to die like Toby did on Paranormal Activity. But there's stuff that's happened in that. I was so little, though. I really don't remember much. I remember my sister always being scared. I remember, like, going and playing and, like, waking up and seeing somebody else and, like, weird little stuff, but nothing that, like, freaked me out to where I wanted to move out. But my dad used to, like, mow the lawn and say he heard us crying, and he would go in the house and both of us were just knocked out.
Hmm.
Or, like, my dad would hear us say, like, Dad, Dad, and, like, no one would be home.
Really?
But I still tell this because my grandma owns the house, so we still go in it. Like, if you go in that basement, oh, yeah, it's scary.
No. And, you know, basements are scary to begin with. Growing up, because I grew up on Huron, which wasn't too far from here.
Right.
It was probably, like, I don't know, like 8 streets down that way. And, you know, her basement was the creepiest place ever. She actually just recently sold it, and so she always said, you know, that she felt there was something wrong there. And, you know, at night you would see, like, shadows or not anything. But, you know, as a kid, you know, I'm like, okay, everything that moves is going to be a ghost to you as a kid. So we actually, me and my son went into, oh, that's weird that just went out. I don't know, the candle just burnt all the way down or what, but.
oh, fuck no. That candle's not burnt all the way down.
Well. there's that.
Why to do the one in front of me?
Maybe because you have that spirit with you. That's why.
I'm going to shit on your podcast.
but we went and investigated my mom's house before she sold it. You know, everything was out of the house, and we actually had a lot of activity, you know, on camera. And my son actually felt activity, you know, like it, something went into his body while we were actually filming over there. So whether it was spirits that, you know, attached to us from here, or there were actual spirits at my mom's house, you know, I have no idea. But what I have another story for you guys, if you guys want to get bored by it. But we actually were using these candles in one of our Brickhead Family YouTube videos, because we do 31 days of Halloween, where every day we release a new video. And we were doing Bloody Mary in the mirror in the bathroom. And I you know, I got into Bloody Mary. I think I said Bloody Mary twice.
Oh, that dog just made me.
and the candle just went out in the bathroom. It just like blew out by itself.
I think the only freaky thing that I can remember happening on Springfield was we were all just sitting in the living room, and like we had a light like yours, the fan light, and it just fell. It just hit the ground and shattered.
Really?
And everybody was like, "What the hell?" My dad was like, just clean it up, just clean it up, you know.
Wow.
No, what the fuck did it fall for? I'm like, we need to go. All
right, so I know your mom goes on these ghost hunts or whatnot. Do you go with her to any of these?
No, my sisters went and like touched the Death Stone, but my mom went to one that was like one of the top 10 scariest haunted hotels in the United States. And she got like viciously sick, throwing up.
Oh, the Congress, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I believe she posted something on Facebook a couple of days ago or something about the Congress. So I don't know. You want to swap spaces with your sister and get her in here?
You can have Nicole.
All right. So guys, stay tuned. After this break, we will bring you our second guest.
All right, so go to the Ghost Freaking Talking Gear shop. You follow the link and order your very own Ghost Freaking Talking t-shirt. Many designs, many colors are available. And you can even get it put on a coffee mug or a dog bandana.
All right, guys, we are back. Once again, make sure to go out and get yourself some Ghost Freaking Talking Gear. You can even get dog bandanas with our logo on it. How awesome is that? And for all the ladies out there, go ahead and order yours in pink. The pink really pops that logo out. So we are here now with our second guest. And Nicole, are you the older sister?
Yes.
Okay, the older sister. And so you probably have a little bit more stories, maybe a little bit from the older house.
Oh, yeah. 6'10", our first one. I was probably about 7 or 8 when we moved out, and I think Brooke covered quite a bit of it, just people being in the living room. You could hear babies crying, you could be mowing the lawn, hear babies crying, but I moved back there twice since then. I moved back in my senior year of high school, and I had been laying on the floor, just hanging out by myself, and I heard my dad's girlfriend's son come in, and he asked what I was doing. And I said, nothing, just hanging out. And I turned around and nobody was there. I was by myself.
Wow.
So that's when I got up and sat outside and waited for somebody else to come home. But I moved back in, I'd say about 4 years ago now. I moved back into the same house, just predicament at the time. I didn't hear as much then, but every time I'd go down to do laundry, you could hear people walking around upstairs.
Nice.
It was a common thing. I just learned to ignore it.
Like I asked your sister, was there ever a point where you just didn't feel comfortable? Like you're like, all right, I'm out. You know, I need to be out of this place, where it made you feel uncomfortable, I guess.
No, not there. Our grandma owns the house. Her great grandparents built it. So oh, wow. In my mind, I just kept saying, oh, it's family. They're not here to hurt us.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get that as, you know, trying to
reason with it,
trying to make a reason in your own mind. This is why it's happening like that. Your mom was telling me some story about you guys were trying to move a dresser or something, and something physically was holding something back. Maybe I you want to go into a little bit more.
Our third house. that's when she had the most experience, and we moved there when I was 10. And yeah, all sorts of crazy stuff. Like, I don't remember whose room it was coming out of, but we were moving just a regular standard dresser, and it had gone in the room just fine, but coming out, it got stuck in the hallway. Like, it weighed 1,000 pounds. The door frames were too small. It just would not budge. And my mom would climb over it and push and shove, and it sat there for a long time. Wow.
So it was almost like there's a different, you know, power or something trying to hold it back. Like, you know, no, bitch, this ain't going in my hallway, right?
Yep.
Nice. Have you, you know, been physically scratched or hit or...
I've been grabbed.
Been grabbed?
I've nothing too traumatic, but my mom was walking out up the stairs one time, and I didn't know she had shut the lights off. So I shut my door behind me and realized the lights were off, and I stuck my hand out to reach for the light switch, and somebody grabbed my hand like they were trying to help me find it. But I was not okay with that.
No. It's not okay, ghost, to touch people that aren't, you know, wanting you to touch them. But, you know, I don't want to get too graphic or anything, but, you know, it only keeps you, because you are female, and, you know, there's a lot of stories of where, you know, ghosts like to get handsy with females. Did they ever, like, inappropriately touch you guys or anything like that?
No.
It was just kind of, you know, hand touches or arm touches or something like that?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you currently live in, and you said, I'm going to act like I didn't hear you earlier. Do you currently live in a house where you have activity?
A little bit. It's stuff I like to keep for myself, not around the kids. But yeah, I just hear odd things here and there, people walking around, but put it on my mind, new house.
So it's a brand new house?
No.
Oh,
I
no.
know it's an older house. I would say probably in the 30s. It's got the limestone basement.
And as anyone out there that's listening Paranormal World, know that limestone is a great conductor for energy, for paranormal energy.
I say I definitely will not shower home alone.
I did do an investigation one time with a limestone basement, and it was just, as soon as you walked into that basement, it was a heavy, heavy down on you. It was like, you know, you could just definitely feel the negative energy. And, you know, if there was, and the thing is with this basement, it was a limestone basement, but it used to be slave quarters.
Oh.
So the negative energy that was down there anyway,
yep.
Just kind of, you know, reflux on that limestone down there. Do you have any other stories? Like,
so did my mom tell you about the little girl?
No, she did not.
I was her problem child with that. I used to wake up with that little girl at the end of my bed pretty regularly.
All right, and so was this the same little girl that she was talking about?
Same little girl, but she would visit me very often.
Really?
It got to the point where my mom said, ask her what she wants. So I'd wake up and ask her what she wants, and she never spoke. She never said a word to me. No matter how much I screamed and yelled at her or called for somebody else, I could get up and leave, and she wouldn't follow.
Wow.
But we did holy oil, everything. She was still there.
Yeah, because I don't, you know, I guess some people do the whole smudging and this and that. I think it irritates the spirits more than it does anything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've done the whole, you know, where we got we had these little, I don't know, they were like lions that ward off evil spirits and stuff like that. You know, we had those on the shelf at one point, and, you know, we've done the whole, you know, holy water and stuff like that, and, you know, nothing. Nothing does it. You know, that spirit is a different kind of energy. And I will divulge in a future episode on my whole theory of whether there's it's spirits, you know, or just different, you know, what I want to say, the word I want to say is a different world, like a different time that's just kind of mixing in with ours more than it is like a dead person. Kind of like you guys are saying, you've seen a little girl. Who's to say that that little girl wasn't living in that house at one point, and she's seen you, and she thought you were a ghost laying in bed. And so, you know, that's where, you know, her time frame interact with your time frame.
Yeah.
So at that time, you were seeing her, she was seeing you, but in her time. So that's kind of my thinking on it. If it's more than of a time reflection than it is actual physical ghost. But then again, I have had full on conversations with spirits, you know, where, you know, I would ask them a question and they would directly answer me back, you know, with the spirit boxes and stuff like that. So, that kind of shoots my theory out a little bit. But who's to say that they can't hear you in that time frame as well. So, any other stories that you have, or
I guess my really vivid one, I think my sister was there for it. She had said that we had a bunch of neighborhood kids and we had the pool all the time. Well, I was going down to the basement in the laundry room to go get a towel. Broad daylight outside, and I came down the stairs and flipped the light on, and hallway similar to yours, and there was a man in a trench coat standing at the end. But when I turned the light on, he was looking right at me, and the light above him blew like lightning coming out.
Wow. So once again, just like I asked your sister earlier about the little girl, could you like see through this guy? Was it like a physical guy there? You know,
somewhere in the middle. It was like you put the fade on him. He was still there, but you could kind of see through him, but not enough to see things behind him.
Okay, all right, yeah. Because that's what interests me the most, is, you know, trying to see that physical form. Besides that doppelganger thing that we had that one time, I have not seen if I turn the corner and whoa, fuck, there's somebody standing down my fucking hallway. You know, first of all, my ass is out of the house because I think someone's fucking robbing my house. But you know, we've just seen the shadow stuff, so that's kind of my, I know it's sick, but you know, my goal is to actually fucking see something like that, to see something physical, like a physical form standing there, and hopefully talking about it. Maybe tonight. You never know. I could end up, because I'm here by myself tonight, so of course I will come out this fucking bedroom, and boom, there will be something standing right here in my kitchen, and I will die of a heart attack.
You prepare for it, but when you see it, you're not ready.
Yeah, I know. I talk a big game, but I've been startled a few times. You know, especially being here at night. And these pantry doors, you'll hear something walk down that hallway, and the pantry doors will open, and then they will close them. And it's kind of like a folding door, so it's, you got to have a lot of pressure. It just went out. So, that candle, I don't know. Maybe it's just a faulty candle. I never know, but, you know, these two candles were lit at the same time, so that candle's gone out twice. Gone out twice. Ooh, spooky.
I'll
set
number three. I'll know something's
really near your candle. So I don't know. Do you guys want to see if your mom wants to hop in here, or if you guys have any more stories you want to tell? Or
I think she needs to, because she was the one who dragged me along to all the tours.
Yeah,
done the RR Star Building, Tinker Swiss Cottage, plenty of places. So.
Nice. So I don't know. We want to bring your mom in here for a couple minutes, and so the world can see her shining face as well.
Oh, I'm identical.
Yeah, I was gonna say you guys look like you guys are fucking twins to begin with. But all right, guys. So once again, I will give you guys an awesome commercial break here. So stay tuned.
Very own ghost freaking talking t-shirts, coffee cups, and heck, even dog bandanas, head to the link below.
All right, guys, we are back here, and once again, I'll plug, make sure to order your ghost freaking talking gear. All right, so we are here with our third and final guest of the evening on the special Ghost Freaking Talking episode, where we actually have people with actual haunted stories coming into the spooky house of the Ghost Freaking Talking Studios. Welcome, Don.
Thanks.
How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad.
I want to thank you for bringing these awesome guests. Your daughters have been really, really awesome with their stories. And I was very happy, you know, because I asked you, because I see that you follow us, and I don't know, do you listen to us?
I have listened to a few of them.
Okay. Yeah, we, you know, we're not for everyone. I've been told that we are kind of raunchy at one point.
I have you subscribed. It just takes time to sit down and listen to it. I've got three little ones living at my house.
Yeah, and you can't be hearing about. Wait, you got little girls over here. I don't want to talk about this spirit monkey that we talked about a few episodes ago. So if you guys want to hear about the self loving monkey. Spirit, go back to episode, I believe, 3 or 4, and you know, just hear the raunch. But where are you, have been your experiences? Because I know that you like going to, you know, like your daughter said, Tinker Swiss, and, you know, you said you went to the Congress Hotel.
I did stay at the Congress Hotel, yes. I had an ex that tried to do a lot of my interests. So we Googled a few of the haunted hotels in the area, and the Congress was the one I had the most experience at. The okay. other two that I stayed at, I didn't experience anything there.
So what kind of experience did you have at the Congress?
I was just physically ill the whole, like throwing up, just stuck in bed. He had to go out and try to get me some like flu medicine. We thought I was just... you know, sick, but it was just that one day while I was there staying at the hotel, you know, it wasn't even a fun experience because I was just sick the whole time.
Oh, that sucks.
But
so when you left the hotel, were you better?
Yep, absolutely fine.
Wow. So something in that hotel actually got to you, huh?
Honestly, I think so. We stayed at the Retlaw too.
I haven't heard that one.
I think that's the one in Fond du Lac.
Yeah. I'll have to check that one out.
That one, we didn't see anything, but we fought most of the time that we were there.
So did you guys usually fight? Or
not usually. I mean, we got along just fine. It just seemed like the only time while we were there, we just disagreed on everything. So
there was like a negative energy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, I say it's awesome. To me, that sounds awesome, but I guess at the time it would be fucking horrible. But because you're there to have fun and you guys are sitting there arguing the whole time.
Yeah.
That sucks. And this candle did go out. Yep. Yeah. I think that's a faulty candle. Now I'm not gonna jump on everything, but that candle, I think that candle's just fucked. what was the third hotel?
Man, I'm trying to remember. Congress Retlaw. You'll have to give me a minute.
Yeah, it's no problem. Because I know in the area there's one in Galena, Illinois. There's a hotel down there.
I didn't stay there.
Where I believe people died in a fire in that hotel. And you know, they've had stories where they could hear people screaming like they were in a fire.
Okay.
There's one up in Minnesota. Forget what that one's called, but a lot of the paranormal investigators do investigations up there.
Oh, see, I had it jotted down. I was trying to look real quick to see.
That's no problem. Yeah, you know, if you don't remember, it's fine. So in your houses that where you're staying at now is it currently haunted? Do you have any activity?
A little bit.
What kind of, you say a little bit.
Just like random stuff. Just like what she was talking to you about earlier, the dollhouse fell out of the closet. It's been up there for quite some time. It hasn't fallen since, but yeah. We're just sitting there talking about, you know, spooky things and it fell out of the closet.
So, and I believe we covered earlier that, you know, once you start talking about something, you know, it likes the attention, so it's gonna make itself shown. It interests me a little bit because, you know, it piqued my interest a lot when you said you had activity a couple streets over from me, And you even said on the one street over from me as well.
On Liberty.
So did you have activity at Liberty?
I don't remember activity, just the feeling that somebody was watching me. And I didn't want to put my back towards my daughter's bedroom.
Because you know, I think I covered a little bit. I'm not too sure. But it's weird that, you know, my house has activity. You know, your guys' house two streets over had activity. One street over had activity.
Yeah.
You know, short of me going around to my neighbors and being that guy, you know, like, excuse me, sir, may I speak to you about the spirit that's in your house? You know, whether, you know, other people are having activity down there, down here, and whether it is connected, you know, to the energy of the river, or maybe this is just bad land down here.
Could be.
Cursed land or whatnot. Well,
I'd say nothing bad has ever happened. I don't think it's bad.
Like malevolent type stuff.
It's
wanting to make itself self known.
Yeah, it's just present. And it seems to be dealable. I mean, we didn't ever move from any of the houses because of it.
So nothing chased you out of the house?
No.
Because you guys asked me earlier, you're like, well, why the fuck haven't you moved out of your house because of all the activity that we've had here? And me personally, you know, financial-wise, you know, I can't just up, you know, this
true.
My house. And we put a lot of work of rebuilding this house after our flood and having to rebuild and all that. But I think that a lot of people will say I'm attached to whatever's in the house, to where, you know, I don't think I could physically leave this house because of what's in here and what, you know, mean having a ghost box. You know, people think it's cool to come over to the house and, you know, they want to talk to the spirits. I had some friends, from across the country. We do a Lego channel. And we had a convention in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Well, Chicago's only an hour out. So they drove here and one night and we were, you know, doing a spirit box and, you know, I was calling out this other guy's name that was actually here. And he was not a believer at all. And he left here, you know, being like, okay, you know, you know, I'm not 100% a believer, but I believe there's something going on.
Right.
Yeah. So we even bust out the Ouija board and everything. And, you know, nothing happened on the Ouija board, which... I know that you guys said that you guys have done a Ouija board or whatnot.
I said the kids have. That's where I draw the line.
I think Ouija boards are full of shit. I believe it's a kid's toy that, you know, of course you want to freak out your friend. You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to move the thing. I'm still iffy, but if I see a Ouija board, like at the Goodwill, mm-hmm. I will pick it up. I have two in my possession now, one from the 1970s and one that's like a newer one. It's like, you know, glow in the dark, fancy stuff.
Right.
But whether there's anything, you know, you could use for the Ouija board, I just think that the person across from you is, you know, even if you want to be the hardcore person, be like, I'm not moving this thing at all. And this person's like, oh, yes, yes, no, yes, no. You know,
supposedly, though, if you really want to test it out, you can do it by yourself.
The Ouija board?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Stay tuned for that video. I'll give you guys a choice out there on Facebook. So if you guys haven't made it to our Facebook page, vote. Should I do this by myself with the 1970s board or the brand new 2000s board? Mm-hmm. I will.
More activity with the 70s.
When my friends were here, that's the one that we used, was the one from the 70s. And my one friend, he goes, there was something weird. You know, I put my finger on it, felt like a little electricity go through my fingers. He goes, I don't know if I was just pumped up from it or what. But that thing never moved on the board. And it was kind of a letdown because we were live streaming and everything. You know, we were wanting something to happen. Nothing had happened with the Ouija board. But when I brought the Ouija board home, at the time, my ex-wife, she was like, you can buy the board, but you cannot open or do anything with that board in the house. I'm like,
I am completely with her.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, I'll get that. So of course, I'm like, but I will still do stuff with it. So, of course, I bring it out here, and I get my spirit box out, and I want to talk to the spirit box to see if there's anything tied to the board. And as soon as I turn on the spirit box, it says, get it out. So there was a spirit, you know, talking through the spirit box was telling me to get that Ouija board out of the house.
And you didn't listen. Why?
Because I'm a guy. I'm a guy, and I got an awesome Ouija board for $1.50.
Is $1.50 worth your life?
I don't know.
We're gonna find out.
Well, you know,
stay
is my
the
is
next episode.
Yeah, right. Is my life worth $1.50? I brought it up with my mom yesterday. She's like, "Well, you're weird for collecting this stuff." And I've been hunting haunted dolls. I want to get a haunted doll in the house. I'm like, I don't know what it is. It's like I went through this whole phase of my life where I didn't believe any kind of ghost or anything, but now I'm like, a debit box. I want a debit box. I want a haunted doll. Ooh, I got myself a couple Ouija boards now. I have all this hunting equipment. It's like that has taken over, you know, this hobby of mine has become an obsession for me to where, you know, whether it's because I feed off their energy or I know that they feed off my energy, because, you know, if you guys haven't paid attention, we have a lot of energy within our YouTube channels and stuff like that. So I couldn't tell you if $1.50 was my worth my life, but it makes for good stories.
All right.
So any other stories you want to bring up or any experiences that you've had?
I would say the kids probably mentioned, I wasn't in here when they were talking, but when we lived on Springfield, we had quite a bit of things going on. Like a lot of times being in the basement doing laundry, you could hear like little kids running around upstairs and stuff. And one time I was home alone with my two girls. They were both little at the time. My mom and my aunt kind of come rushing into the house and wanted to know who was crying. And the house was dead silent. And my mom's like, you know, who's crying? You know, well, I heard a baby crying. And I'm like, no, everybody's asleep. And she went and checked. They're both sound asleep. But from outside, she heard one of the kids crying. But, I mean, she believes that house is haunted, too. She hasn't really had any experiences herself. But that house kind of convinced her.
Nice. While at these houses, I do know that there are paranormal investigating groups that are in Rockford. Mm-hmm. I was in one at one point. It was Winnebago County Paranormal, where people that thought their houses were haunted, they would contact us. We would go in, we would do some stuff, and we'd basically debunk everything. Did at any point did you want to bring a paranormal group into your house?
Honestly, I didn't think our activity was worth bringing somebody into the house. I mean, it wasn't as popular back then as it is now.
It wasn't like, that was before the times of like Ghost Adventures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, Ghost Files. And
so, I mean, we just dealt with it and, you know, we didn't think about, you know, should somebody check it out or whatever, because it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, I get that. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, Nick, how come you haven't had your guys' house investigated? That's why I contacted Winnebago County Paranormal to begin with, because I wanted them to come in and, you know, investigate our house. But it just seemed like something always came up when we were trying to line up an investigation for this house that, you know, oh, this happened, we can't do it that night. Oh, this happened, that can't do it. It's like something kept preventing this paranormal group from coming in and investigating in this house. And it wasn't probably about a couple months down the road, the whole team just kind of separated. They're like, well, we're not doing this, so the Winnebago Paranormal is no more. So I don't want to say this house specifically brought that kind of bad energy to the group, but, you know, it's just coincidences.
Right.
And a lot of time, you know, a lot of activity is coincidental. You know, yeah, sure, maybe you set something on the counter and, you know, just over time, you know, gravity or whatever moved it or whatnot, but yeah, it's a coincidence.
Right.
So, anything else?
No.
No?
We just had cool stuff that happened to us, like when we went to investigate, like the tinker. We told you about the door locking. And at the Coronado, we went through one of the rooms, and they had a box that lit up. And they
got like a REM pod?
Do you know what it was?
What?
But it would just light up if you said something, or they would like ask it questions, and it would light up if you know, blink one for yes.
So the K2 meter. Was it a K2 meter?
It wasn't.
No.
No.
Okay.
It was just a light.
Okay. But so I'm guessing it was a form of like a REM pod.
Oh, we don't know the technical term.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
but that was pretty cool. I mean, they talked about a lot of the experiences of smells and stuff that they've come across in there, and it was just really interesting to go through.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want. I want to go and investigate the Coronado. I just know that, you know, I'm right now I'm trying to come up with like a letter to send out to all these places in Rockford saying that we want to do a series on our YouTube channel where we want to go and investigate this. It's not like we're going to go in and be dumbasses, because when we go into like our paranormal mode, we want to take it 100% serious, because I believe paranormal stuff gets a bad rap as it is, because you could look through a fucking Facebook feed and see all these, you know, fake videos. Ooh, look at this. You know, there's this little creepy dude walking, you know, off my doorbell ringer or whatnot. But it ends up being that they were just faking it with their kid or something like that.
Yeah.
So we don't want to go in and fake evidence or make a show. You know, we want to, you know, bring the entertainment, but we want the spirits or whatnot to bring the entertainment. We don't want to be like we don't want to be the Zach Baggins.
Right.
Of paranormal, where you just go in and you're like, dude, you know, you make a big production out of it.
Yeah,
but we do want to entertain at the same time, but we want to bring actual paranormal investigating and not make it a show out of it. So hopefully that when I get these email out to these people that they will take us serious. But hopefully they're not watching the actual talk show, because we get a little crazy and we talk about crazy shit. And we drop F bombs and S bombs and stuff like that. So hopefully this show doesn't, you know, detract them from letting us go in. And if we were able to actually get into these places, would you guys be interested in possibly tagging along on some of them? Okay.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool building to go through too.
Rockford Register Star Building.
Right.
I have heard that there, you know, because I used to be friends with somebody that actually worked there,
mm-hmm.
and she said that her papers would be moved on her desk, and you know, they would just like get picked up and tossed. So, did you guys see anything at RR Star, or you just had a pretty good storyteller, you know, walk you through?
Just fun to go through.
And all right, so was that them doing the tour, or was this a Kathy Crystal thing?
Yeah, it's a Kathy.
All right.
She's done most of the tours.
Like I told you, I don't think she likes me. Yeah.
Wonder why.
I wonder why. I'm a very likable guy. I don't know. She doesn't like me moving in on her territory, I guess.
Right.
All right, so I want to thank you guys for coming in tonight and rapping with your awesome stories. I appreciate it. And like I said, it really interested me because, you guys live not too far away from where this house is, and you guys had activity there too. I'm jealous that you guys have seen full on apparitions of people. I will say I'm jealous. But I want to thank Dawn and her two daughters, Nicole and Brooke, for coming in tonight. If you guys want, make sure to hit a like on this video and hit that subscription and notification bell, so when new videos do come up, you'll be the first one to know. Also make sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. We are both on there as well. And also make sure to check out our merch shop in the link below, our awesome Ghost Freaking Talking t-shirts, and done up by our good friend at Slow Death. His information is in the link below as well. All right, guys, I want to thank you guys once again for coming in, and if you guys came with any ghosts, make sure to take them with you.
Nope, we're leaving them there.
Yeah, leave mine here and take yours with you. All right, guys, well, I am Nick, And this has been Ghost Frickin' Talking. And I'm pretty sure Trent somewhere is saying hi. So, like I said, guys, everyone has a story to tell, as we found out here tonight. Everyone does have a story to tell. And as always, stay spooky. All right.